This show is
Really?
not for the easily offended, and show notice the explicit tag. If you don't like the curse words, fuck off.
Kevin, have you put on weight lately?
No.
And welcome to DSJMP WrestleCast, where we get the like minds of wrestling and we talk about wrestling. You can contact the show if you there's desire. Oh, by the way, it's episode 78. Do not go by the fact that we have two episodes of 73. Yeah, 78. Anyway, if you want to contact the show, you can email us, dsjmp.com@gmail.com. Or you can just go to dsjmp.com, the website, you know, that we all talk about, and find all of our contact information right there. That's just cutting it all nicely. And yes, this show is getting posted later because we are recording it later. This is a Thursday evening. This is uncharted territory here at DSJMP WrestleCast. But let's get into our panel. First off, we have Katie, the First Lady.
Hello, we're all awake now so we can actually do a show.
Yep. And we have Biohazard.
Yeah, 4 a.m.s are not fun.
Yeah, you didn't even tell anybody that, like, oh, I had to be up at 2 a.m.
Oh, you know what time I went to sleep?
Yeah. What time?
Like 4 in the afternoon.
Good God. Anyway.
I didn't have time to tell anyone. I was asleep.
We have Andy Anderson.
Happy National Left-Handed Day. In honor of Left-Handed Day, I whacked off left-handed.
Great. Anyway, and we actually have Devil Vamp on the show.
In honor of Left-Handed Day, I want to tell Andy to go fuck himself with my left hand. Hey, Andy.
Wait.
That's like you jacking
him
off.
You want to fuck me with your left hand?
You just said you would jack him off with your left hand.
And I said, go fuck yourself with my left hand.
That's exactly
the
same
thing.
I don't understand. I'm tired.
Could be worse. I could get up some sound clips of Cerebral Satire last week. Anyway.
That could be a lot worse for Wayne.
No, you.
What?
Some of the stuff you say. Yeah. About a particular all-black chicken.
Oh, yeah, I was in the background going, that's a big black cow. That's a big cow.
Yeah, just add it to the show. Go ahead. Anyway, let's get into our first segment of Keep, Toss, or Improve, and we should have a sound clip ready for that.
Keep, Toss, or Improve. I love
and welcome to the game show. Oh, I meant wrong.
I love the guy in there that goes.
Anyway, let's start with Devil Vamp.
Yeah, man, my keep this week is the fact that Bayley is going for the women's championship. I guess he got a phone call. Is the fact that Bayley's going for the women's championship on NXT, the NXT women's championship. I love it. Couldn't ask for more. The matches, I haven't seen all the matches, but two of the matches that I did see leading up to it have been amazing. That Bayley to Bayley off the second rope. Oh, it was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. NXT is on fire again. I still don't like the fact that there's a couple of things that NXT don't like, but
Did you hear what the attendance is going to be at the TakeOver Brooklyn?
16,000!
Sold out.
Sold motherfucking out. They kept opening and kept opening and kept opening spots for it, and they finally just said, well, we can't open any more spots. 16,000 people. I wonder how, dude, if it's an NXT crowd.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's going to be nuts.
An NXT crowd chanting, dude, it's going to be insane.
It's going to be a fun show, for sure.
And we're doing a live show. We're doing a live show.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Oh, fuck.
We're doing predictions as well?
Yeah, we always do predictions on NXT. Okay.
We're going to do two sets of predictions that week.
Two sets. Yeah, and yeah, we're going to do two sets of predictions, one for each show.
Fucking hell.
We are going to do a live show. If nobody wants to do it, we don't have to do it. But that was my plan, was to do a live show because, you know, I'm off on Saturday, so I can record live shows.
SummerSlam.
Yep, SummerSlam is on too. We're going to do a live WrestleCast on SummerSlam.
I'm going to have to change my sleep cycle, but I think I'll do it.
Yeah, SummerSlam is going to be really good. That's going to be a long WrestleCast.
Do I have to wear
clothes?
No. No, you don't have to wear clothes, you creepo. What?
But please don't turn the camera on.
No camera. Will be turned on.
That'll be my toss for the week.
My improve for the week would probably be, I'm so used to not going first, it's probably going to be the Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Luke Harper feud right now. It's just not pulling me. No, you know what? Ryback being back. Toss that. I don't want Ryback to come back.
What?
I want Ryback to go away.
What?
Sorry. He's boring.
What?
He's boring.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Boring.
The only reason why he got a chant was because Daniel Bryan was in the ring.
He gets a chant all the fucking time.
Oh, he's boring.
No, he's over, but at the same time, I don't think we connect to him.
He's bore back.
He's a big muscle-headed guy, and
there's
nothing relatable for us, but he is over. He's selling a lot of merchandise.
Does not have a personality.
You don't need Goldberg. Didn't have a personality either.
I know. He likes wrestling.
No one cares. Ugh.
Well, you care that Stephen Amell, whatever the fuck his name is, likes wrestling.
I'm not talking about him. I'm not talking about
him. Not yet.
All right. Ryback's my toss. I want to toss Ryback back to the unemployment line. There you go. That's my toss this week. Katie, you want to go?
Yes, I'll go. My keep is Stephen Amell.
Why is your keep Stephen Amell?
No, I don't watch his show. I know about his show, and I don't know how much of an athlete he is, but I liked his appearance on Raw. I liked the way he tackled Stardust, and I'm actually looking forward to the match and see how he does.
You've never seen Stephen Amell's workout videos?
No.
He has a very popular workout video he did on YouTube. I don't even know where he put it. He might put it on his Facebook and went to YouTube or whatever, but he put it out, and I think it's actually from, some of it's from the Arrow DVDs, I think, or Blu-rays. It's like a special thing, or like a how Arrow gets his body or something like that.
I was hoping he was going to jump from that black, the top of the black thing to the ring, but he did.
He does parkour, Katie, is what he does. He has a whole,
he jumps things.
It's not just,
well, like, I get that point.
He does jumps and flips and
things. He has a whole, gym set up, like, have you ever watched Ninja Warrior?
I've seen a clip of him doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. You could tell he's a genuine fan. And this has been building for weeks. So I'm curious to see how he actually will do at SummerSlam.
I don't get the whole thing. He was a guest star, but he was in the crowd. I don't get that.
He wasn't.
You invited him as a guest to watch.
Yeah, watch the fucking show. In the beginning, it says that we have a guest star, Steve O'Mell. Yes, he was the guest star of the show.
So he was a guest star.
Usually they like host the show. Don't.
Well, he didn't say host.
It's just a guest.
Oh, okay.
I get what he's saying. Like, you thought he was going to be on, like, to do a thing, but he was just in the crowd.
Don't be
at that moment.
Don't be pedantic.
Did you notice that he switched sides, though?
What do you mean?
When he was in the crowd, when The Miz was out, he was sitting in the corner near the stage. And then when they did the Stardust thing, he was sitting in the corner near commentary.
No, they didn't.
No.
He didn't switch.
No, he didn't switch. He was always there. It may have been camera angle, but he didn't switch. He was always there.
There was even an interview with Renee talking to him, like, on Facebook. They showed an exclusive thing, and he was in that spot.
He also had, like, that live Facebook thing or whatever in that spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, must have been camera angle then.
It had to be camera angle, you thought. Yeah, had to be camera angle. But yeah, it's good stuff all around Stephen Amell. What else, Katie? What's your improver toss?
Well, this is, like, just me nitpicking, but I know they're trying to promote the network, but I hate those stupid signs that JBL holds up. It's like insulting our intelligence at this point.
What's,
I mean, we get it. It's not.
What signs?
JBL holds up signs.
He's holding up this, like, SummerSlam 54.
Yeah, it says you must be stupid to pay this much on pay-per-view, and you could get it for $9.99, holding up signs like we're morons.
It's kind of true. People are still paying for pay-per-view every single month.
I know, but it's like, dumb at this point.
No.
There's a lot of dumb people out there, Katie.
I know. I'm well aware.
Imagine that, Double A. I can't imagine that. I don't know why. I can't imagine that. Being dumb people out there. Katie wants JBL to stop holding up signs, evidently. Bio.
nitpicking thing.
No, that's fine.
My stuff's going to be
nitpicking. If that's the least you can nitpick on, dude, that's a good week of wrestling.
Bye. Well, yeah, because Raw was a good show pretty much overall.
Yeah, SmackDown's on right now, but go ahead. Bio.
You're on mute.
Bio.
I knew I would do it. my toss, instead of being Ryback, is going to be Mark Henry jobbing again.
Why was your toss? You want Mark Henry not to job?
Yeah. Like I said, he's close to retiring, so I'd like to see him at least get one hurrah before he leaves.
He's going to be like Big Show, man. He's just going to be the big man.
He's just petering out, and I hate it.
Yeah, he probably re-signed a contract that was very limited dates, and he doesn't have to do a lot of work, and he gets paid for it, and it's all good.
Like, especially since they're coming into WrestleMania 32 in his home state, they could do something, anything. Like, just don't let him job to Rusev.
Have him win the Andre Battle Royal.
Something.
Big Show.
God dang.
Big Show ain't going to house shows. There was some kind of interview that I read or watched him or something like that, when he re-signed, he ain't going to house shows. So, I mean, they re-signed for a limited contract where they don't have to do house shows and they don't have to travel as much and they can relax and chill back. And I'm sure Big Show's working on a corporate job somewhere where he's, you know, I don't know. So, all right, Mark.
I don't care about Big Show.
Mark Henry needs to stop jobbing. All right, what else?
Yeah. And then I'm going to stay away from the keeps because Raw, like you guys said, was overall pretty good.
Pretty good.
My improve has to be the advertising TNA used this past week. I literally only saw one advertisement, and it was supposed to be the big TNA versus GFW show. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know how well the show went, but I literally, the only match that I saw that was advertised was Awesome Kong versus Lady Tapa. And I was like, that's not even a match I want to see. Like, the main event was PJ Black, which was Justin Gabriel, and, oh, fuck, I don't remember. It was a ladder match, and from what I heard, it got really good reviews, but why don't you advertise it? Don't do Lady Top Hot. And I follow Impact Wrestling on Facebook and Twitter and what have you, and that's the only match I saw advertised.
Because it's TNA.
I was like, God.
Wait, they couldn't make themselves any worse if they tried. Honestly, I don't think they really could make themselves any worse.
I think if they would have advertised the show, if I would have known ahead of time that it was TNA versus GFW without watching the show, then I probably would have tuned in live. But I didn't know until the day after when I saw reviews and everything. So I was like, huh.
Can I say, man, I mean, it's like they just keep tripping over their own shoelaces and they refuse to tie them.
What even sucks is I don't get the network, so I go to a different area to stream it. And it's in two parts. And I click on part one, and it's the second part of the fucking show. They switched them around. It spoiled me. I got to see Double A get losing before they even announced the frickin' match.
That's that website, though. It hasn't been working for me.
Well, I know, but that the TNA, just everything about it sucks.
That has nothing to do with TNA.
I wasn't going to mention it, but that's fine with me.
Where's DRG when I need him?
No, I know. That's not TNA's fault. I'm just saying. It's like
I've tried.
If TNA didn't have any bad luck, they wouldn't have any luck at all. It seems like.
Mm-hmm. I just came back for the call. Are we tossing TNA right now or something?
I said I would have improved. They did the TNA versus GFW show, and literally the only advertising I saw was Awesome Kong versus Lady Tapa. And I was like, they could have done more. Like, they could have spammed the feed during the day or something of the show, and I didn't get any of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been reading a lot ahead on TNA, and
I heard the show itself was good, but if the only advertised match that I saw was that, I'm not watching the show.
There's like things that I like about them right now, but at the same time, I'm like, you do like these really good things, but at the same time, you're falling downward, and I'm like, why should you even be around anymore?
I don't think they should die, but it's getting to the point.
Well, it's not that they should die. It's just more or less they're dying, and you're watching it go, and it's kind of like, all right, how much more of this? It's like torture porn. How much of this can you really take?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done. Right. Heavy. Or improve?
I just want to know what I missed. Sorry, I had to step away because before we started recording, it kind of works out in our favor of when we could actually start close to being on time. But I had a tire go out on my truck.
Oh, yeah.
And I was waiting for them to actually show up, and of course they were going to show up. Supposedly they were going to call me with an ETA. They called me and be like, yeah, the technician's there looking for you. Where are you at?
In my truck?
Yeah, that's happened to me the other day. There was a lady that her car wasn't starting, and out in our parking lot. They were going to do that. They were going to call and let them know when someone was going to show up. Yeah, the guy showed up, and like 15 minutes later, then the call said, yeah, he'll be on his way. I'm like, she's already gone.
Yeah, so they're bees right now changing the tire. And technically, I could be like closer to home right now because actually I'm going home for the weekends. But anyway.
Double A's up. He hasn't done his yet.
Well, what was yours? So just refresh me on where we're at.
Mine was... Shit, what was mine? Oh, mine was Keep was Bailey going for the women's title. My toss was Ryback out of WWE, and Katie's was... What was yours, Katie?
She keeps Stephen Amell,
and my toss was the stupid network signs JBL was holding up.
And what was Bios? TNA and...
TNA.
TNA and...
Oh, no, he was Mark Henry jobbing.
Oh, yeah, Mark Henry jobbing toss. He doesn't want Mark Henry to job anymore.
I want Mark Henry to retire, but...
I just want him to have one more hurrah before he retires, because I loved his Hall of Pain
speech.
And even like right before, like the Hall of Pain and the I forgot what the other nickname he used to use, but it was right before the That's What I Do thing. I loved that whole gimmick. He was throwing people into the crowd and all this other stuff. It was so awesome to watch SmackDown every week. And then he got bald and now he's old and yeah.
Rick Rubs.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. What is your key toss or improve?
Okay, key toss or improve. All right, fine. I'm tired of fucking
next.
JBL. He's
Michael.
Is he a heel announcer or not?
Him and Booker
make up your
T
fucking mind. He's a heel guy, but then they ask who's your pick to win this triple threat. My pick's gotta be Cesaro. He's the fucking face of the goddamn thing. Why are you picking the face to win?
I think everybody's
Michael
really
Bolt
trapped in the past.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I think everybody's trapped in the past. You have to have the heel announcer and a face announcer. They're really branching out of that. Like, for example, I know what some people were complaining about a while ago, and if you really step back and look at everything now, it really makes sense. For example, the whole, well, the Bellas are like face 1 minute and they're heel another. It's so stupid. Pick what you want to be. Okay, we have three teams right now go against each other. And you have to have one be heel, another one be face. Tell me how that's going to work.
I know.
With three teams. But the point is, it's something different. But that's why with the Divas division, you need, I'm just using it just as an example, you need to have that mix where they can be heel, they can be face. It just really depends on how you analyze it. The only real true faces you have our team new name right now.
PCB.
Team new name. That's what I'll start calling them. I like that one better.
Well, did anybody notice that one of the luchadors is a little slow and fat, and the other one is nice and cut and strong and fast? And I was noticing that this week for some reason.
I was not paying attention to their gut. Sorry.
It's not just your gut. It's just he's just more agile.
Which one?
Than the other one. The second one. The one that always tags in on the hot tag.
Kalisto?
Prima?
No.
Epica?
Eddie? I think it's Miguel that is the...
Oh, well, I was thinking the wrong Mexican.
Oh, there. Yeah, the wrong... All right, I'll be quiet.
Are you talking about Fernando?
Maybe. Is it Fernando? No, Fernando starts, doesn't he?
It's Fernando and Diego, not Miguel.
So it's...
Can it just be Diego and Doros?
Oh, gross. They're showing Ryback staph infection on SmackDown right now. That was fucking gross.
Wonder if they'll show CM Punk staph infection.
Don't mention CM Punk, Katie cries.
But anyway, no... let me hate GBL or like GBL, not both.
We all hate GBL, but you're talking about JBL?
JBL, I'm sorry. No, I like GBL, but JBL. That always fucks me up, but anyway.
So you agree
with
me?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I've gotten to the point where I just, they're white noise to me, and I'm not talking about Sheamus. It's just, I hear them a little bit, but like, it's not what I'm concentrating on. I don't know.
I agree with Heavy right now. Literally, lately it's been, I think Michael's been a little bit better, but other than that, it's just everything else is whatever. It's just, I mean,
favorite part of commentary is when Bray Wyatt takes Byron Saxton's chair every time.
And I love the chant, Byron sit down or sit down Byron.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like to when Brock Lesnar came out. Michael
one
and JBL. No, Michael and JBL were both like, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're worth it just for
the I guess they're better than ROH.
Oh my god, they're so better than ROH. Holy fucking Christ.
You mean that?
I don't know.
That's three shots if you're counting it.
It is the worst fucking commentating I've ever heard in my entire life. Ever. WrestleCast live shows are better than that.
Who's there too?
We don't even talk about the wrestling.
It's that fucking fat fuck Kelly, whatever his name is.
Kevin Kelly.
That fat fuck.
That fat fuck. Okay, Mirabaya. We were talking about. Mop.
Where you at, Mop?
Double A's in there.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I'm fat too. Fuck you.
He can't talk.
I don't know who the other one is, but they're horrible. Fat. They're so. DRG, and I was like, why are they so bad? He's like, I don't know why they keep doing it, dude, but they're so bad. They're so.
If Andy gets any fatter, we're going to have to start calling him AAA.
XXA.
No, AAA sounds better.
Words don't hurt when I'm crying.
You're AAA. So he's a Mexican wrestling promotion?
So what's your other one?
No, he's so fat that he actually has to use AAA to get around.
Or because he eats too much Mexican food.
I like Mexican.
Too much corn.
That explains
a lot.
I'm torn. I love the Seattle crowd, yet I hate the fucking new name that the Divas have.
DCB.
I think they could improve it by calling them Ginger Flair and Wrestler, so then they can be Team GFW.
They're not doing that.
No.
They're not TNA. Okay.
I thought they were a little weak on commentary, but I think it was their first time on commentary. Am I right about that?
Paige was a lot more talkative than Charlotte and Becky.
Oh, of course.
They were okay. I mean, they were just a little nervous or something.
I know.
Paige has had to have done commentary, especially when she had her feud with AJ.
Oh, yeah. Paige has done tons of commentary. That's not the thing. I was talking about Charlotte and Becky.
Yeah, the other two, Becky might have somewhere in her lineage, but the fact that, which everybody always forgets that, yeah, Charlotte. As much as everybody hates, these models that get signed, guess what? Charlotte was a model.
And she's still new. She's still new to this. It's not like, you know, she's been working on it for 20 years. She's still new.
Mm-hmm. Well, none of the divas right now have been working on 20 years. I think Sasha has probably been working on living just a little bit more than 20 years. Just not by much.
I love Sasha. Anyway,
I don't find a lot of these newer divas that hot.
I think my
Charlotte's not bad, but
Becky Lynch.
I like Blue Pants more than I like a lot of the NXT divas.
I would agree with you on that one.
Her longer than that, dude.
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch is
she's hot.
No, she's hot. She's hot. I'm not saying. You mean I like Charlotte? I like Becky. I like Paige.
Charlotte.
I think
you mean the one chipmunk from the Rescue Rangers.
I think now.
I know. Gadget.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Gadget. Oh, I couldn't remember the name.
Naomi's pretty hot.
Over the years I've become a lot like Hatta. I don't really like women of color, but her I would definitely.
Yeah, man, she's hot.
Her and
Sasha.
Eden.
I like Sasha.
Eden.
No, I like.
I never thought Eden was that hot until I went to TLC and seen her person. Yeah, I was like, you know what?
Eden.
Cody is a lucky motherfucker.
I got to say hi to her. So did Bio.
Ask Bio, man. Eden is stunning.
I made her smile.
She is so fucking gorgeous in person.
I made Charles Robinson smile.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
I made Justin.
Shut up.
Whatever his name was. Smile.
Justin Roberts.
Roberts, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I took the seats that I had for TLC. Not TLC. Unforgiven 2008. Was right by the timekeeper area, and I went to go take a picture of Justin, and my flash was accidentally on, and he immediately just did this big cheesy smile.
I made Randy
somewhere.
Smile.
Somewhere on Twitter.
I made your mom smile, AA.
Yeah, so everybody has.
She's like a doorknob.
I met her.
Go ahead, Evie. What's next?
I met her at Iowa 80.
You met her at AA?
No. Andy knows what Iowa 80 is. It's the biggest truck stop in America. And he doesn't live too far from it.
Anyway. Lizards.
I'm too busy crying to respond.
All right. I think it comes around to me. My keep for this week, I think I've said this before. I should make you guys guess it, but I'm not. Yeah. Kevin Owens and Cesaro.
Yeah. 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 Good match.
What about Randy Orton's fat comment?
No, well, it's not that. It's just the interaction between them.
What's the deal? Is he gaining more weight or what?
No, that's supposed supposedly that's...
Kevin Kelly.
Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn. Fuck.
He did it again.
We talked about fat, and you definitely go to Kevin Kelly. No, Kevin Dunn. But if you look at like some of the stuff he said in the past, it makes sense of why he'd have those types of comments towards Kevin Owens. But it's people always make a bigger deal about that shit than needs to be.
It's an easy shot for a wrestler to take real quick walking outside. He's gonna make a shot at Cesaro. He's gonna make a shot at Kevin Owens.
Well, no, there's supposedly Kevin Dunn who like that comment was like more was directed more from Kevin Dunn to like for Cesaro to say that. But supposedly, this is what I heard on...
Randy Orton said it.
Yeah. What did I say?
Cesaro.
Oh, they're both white, anyway. Even though there's probably no other.
One's got a lot bigger nipples than the other, though.
White tonight.
At least we got rid of them. Anyway. going back to what I was saying, that it seems like... I even lost track of what I was going to fucking say. God damn it.
His comment said no.
More direct... Oh, yeah. When I was listening to LeVar's show, this week he brought up, and I don't know if it was a conversation he had with him or just conversation he was just bringing to light from another particular interview that someone had with Kevin Owens, and was basically said when he met with Triple H and got him the WWE, which was a year ago this week, and I think that was probably my best of the week that week. I'll have to go back and listen, but he basically stated like, you know, I'm gonna, you know, we're gonna, you know, just we're gonna work on you and get you into WWE, and we'll do this in NXT, you know, just you're gonna need to lose a little bit of weight, which he has done, but I can't guarantee you anything once you hit the main roster.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the way it is. The way it always is for everybody. You make your own opportunity.
And now, well, it's not that. It's the fact that, okay, you know, we're going to do all this for you, but it's just, he's just trying to say, if it was up to him, you know, it would be a different story, but when you go to the main roster, that's Vince. That's Vince's world. So, you know, we know how Vince is, just be warned. I think it's one of the things people are just making such a big deal about. Same thing with Cesaro. The way people have been acting for the past month, I'm just like, chill. Just chill. The fact that right now, that Cesaro and Kevin Owens are being associated with Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, and previously, and probably more to come, John Cena.
And the title.
It's, well, both titles, really. But it's just like, these two are going to be fine. I think of the two, Cesaro is going to be world champion by, I think I said on the week interview, WrestleMania 33. I think it could be sooner, but I'm saying definitely by WrestleMania 33, maybe at WrestleMania 33, he wins the title. Because it's evident. Now, there was even an article stating what I've been saying for a little while now, that Cesaro is the next Daniel Bryan. The people that are behind him and how they're going crazy about him, it's the same thing. We are getting a redo on Cesaro. And the thing that I love, too, is the one feud that with Daniel Bryan that everybody wanted to see and love to see, and like, oh, this is going to be the next Stone Cold Rock. It was Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Now, these two are both definitely, Punk probably, I'm saying, won't be back till 2020 at the earliest, if at ever. And Daniel Bryan, with his medical problems, he could possibly see end of his career soon or within the next 5 years.
He's the next Stone Cold.
Pretty much. But basically, we thought this is going to be great. Okay, we get this feud. Oh, no, wait a minute. They're both, it's not what it was cracked up to be. Okay, CM Punk, the next CM Punk, in my point of view, this is Kevin Owens. The next Daniel Bryan, in my point of view, is Cesaro. Boom. This feud is going to be money, and I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all going to be money. I just wish, maybe they might make it a fatal four-way. I don't know. I doubt it, though. Yeah.
No, I think they're going to keep it one-on-one. That's the other thing. Like, people say, oh, let's do fatal four-way. No, let's have a one-on-one. I'm wanting to see the one-on-one match with Cesaro and Kevin Owens.
What's Orton doing?
And a one-on-one match between Cena and Seth Rollins. Let those happen.
Orton's going to be going after Sheamus again.
Yeah,
that too.
Yeah.
Four-way could happen at Night of Champions following month.
That's the other thing.
I have a story in the news about the whole thing about Sheamus and Orton.
Okay, but in general, well, I don't know like what's going to go on with Night of Champions, but going back to this, like, I'm fine with the one-on-one matches because there's a lot of multi-man matches already on the card. We can chill. That's just my point of view.
Dude, Teddy Long is coming right now.
I've seen that meme. Like all the, yeah, the before tag team matches and then the picture of him below it. Like he's like, I think it's when the Undertaker got revealed as the driver of the limo.
Yeah.
I can't stand those multiple tag team matches. They drive me crazy. I can't stand them. It's the same thing all the time.
Hot tag. Winner. Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, you're going to have the whole thing where they jump out of the ring. They all get together. And then, you know, Titus O'Neil's going to be the last one that's going to be jumping out of the ring on top of everybody. It's just ridiculous.
They're treating it like WrestleMania. They want to get everybody on the card.
I understand.
It's a fatal four-way tag and an elimination divas triple threat tag.
Okay, add something to it.
That's unique, though. We haven't had a triple threat tag in a long time.
The triple threat, I don't mind. The triple threat, I don't mind. Because, one, it gets all the divas in the ring. I'm cool with that. And it's the divas are wrestling differently now. So I'm down with that.
What did you think about the divas match this week on Raw?
It was great.
Apparently, there's some heat.
It was
for
better
the SmackDown
than SmackDown.
Match.
Yeah, the SmackDown one.
Yeah, I've heard the reports about it, and I've heard like the backlash.
There wasn't a tag in that match. Naomi didn't tag. She jumped in, and there was no tag name.
Yeah, there
was
over. Like, there was no tag on Monday either when what's her name jumped in? Snuka.
New tag.
Go back and watch.
And then
maybe it's
of course there's
gimmick.
Man, there was no tag. Go back and watch.
I don't know. Is it in the news or just people talking? But I think it's in the should be in the news. I don't know if you got to buy that. They want to do a Divas tag title.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I heard that. There was a news article about it.
Yeah, I'm so-so on that.
It wasn't. That's literally all it said, though, was that there's such an influx of divas that they were talking about bringing it up. That's literally all the article said.
They said that they need a few more girls if they want to do it.
Yeah, they would need a few more girls.
Cool.
I mean, I'm down with that. I would like to see.
TNA did it first.
I'm down.
I know WWE did it first.
Rewind.
WWE
did it way before TNA even thought about it existing.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm down with it. I've been saying that for a while because I would really like to see more single matches in the Divas division rather than tag matches all the time because it seems like that's what we're doing because they have so many girls right now. So I get it.
Well, it's not even just that they have so many girls. Even with the normal roster, they want to do a lot of tag matches because that gets more exposure for instead of having like somebody on the roster, you're like, oh, when's the last time I've seen them in a match?
I get it. I know Natty's helping to Tyson out right now.
Oh, she told me now.
I know. I know.
My neck's hurting too. Lower. Lower.
To the front. Oh, wait. Stay in the back. Stay in the back. That's what heavy ones do.
On top of old Smokey.
You know, it would be cool if that SummerSlam match with the girls, that Natty would be the special referee.
That'd be neat.
I'm hoping that they pull a big return with Natty.
Since she's the best at dominating.
That would be neat. She turns on somebody, Katie. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd let her dominate me.
Can we move on?
And right before I get to the part where I'm going to split, I'll be John Cena!
Oh, I wonder if they have any of that stuff at Total Divas with her and Tyson.
That's all Total Divas
I don't know
is.
If they are. Are they?
What are you talking about? Like now that he's injured, like they're going to have something about it on the show?
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah,
they're
supposed to on the show, but it's later in the season.
Yeah, because we'll probably get that either later in this
the
year.
The episodes they've been showing have been taped in April.
Yeah. Is it just me, or like the Total Divas season, it seems to be like what they film? Like they film up to WrestleMania, and then they film up to SummerSlam.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, they got to get the WrestleMania one in. They got to get either like a wedding in there, or maybe a huge breakup.
Or Alicia Fox getting drunk and comparing Paige's boyfriends. You know, same thing.
Let me see. I don't think I really have a toss or improve this week. Yes, Vamp, I'm going to move on. Because I got really nothing else to say.
All right, let's move. Come on, go.
So, calm down. Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry I said that word. My bad. Let's get into what's on. You got a sound clip for that yet? No? Okay, we'll move on. What's on?
What?
That's DRG shit, dog.
Oh, we'll start with Double Vamp.
I've been watching a ton of the network. I just hit play and let it roll. I've just been watching anything and everything that they're putting on. Today is Throwback Thursday, so they've been playing a lot of the old stuff. I even got the chance to watch some WCW stuff, mainly because I'm too lazy to get up and change the channel, to be honest with you.
Since you've been on, we haven't got to talk about it.
Yeah.
The last Epic Rap Battles of History.
Yeah.
No! Dude, that one was fucking awesome.
I actually like this one.
It's my favorite.
I actually like the one with that African war chief.
Caesar and Zulu.
Yeah. Zulu.
Shaka Zulu.
All of his guys in the background. Zulu! Love that shit. It makes me hype. It was okay. I mean, it was... I like Walt Disney. He owns everything. Well, they own everything now, so...
I rock the mic properly. I love that part.
It's
the Jim Henson aspect of it that I love.
It's good.
It
was probably the Stan. He
nailed it.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably.
Yeah.
And I like how it's like Stan got to the point where the breaking where he mentioned Mr. Hooper and like he felt so bad.
Yeah, I know.
And like the impression there of
I'm sorry, Jim.
I can't control things at my age.
There's a lot of things I can't control at my age. And just that sounded like Stan.
The internet, but it was just like died 12 years ago.
That's another part that I love, because he goes from like saying, like,
you signed your name to Jack.
Like, dude, don't worry, Stan. Like, he's like, yeah, though, it's okay. And then all your fans thought you died. Like, he's just like, back-ass fucking just insult there. And then he goes on and like, oh, don't worry. You know, there's no beef between us. It's like, wait.
There's no beef.
Did you just insult me, motherfucker? But I love the Jim Henson part. That's why I love it.
It was nice for you to sign your name to all Jack Kirby's comic books.
Anyway. yeah, that's that. So anything else? That's that on Epigraph. Like, I don't want to get too far into it because we might have other
stuff. I watched the presidential Republican GOP debate.
Oh.
Next! Next!
Watch that. And then I watched, I went and saw Ant-Man. I haven't told you guys that.
Oh, how is he?
So, yeah, you did.
That was on like, it was on a WrestleCast like from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was it?
And this was your reaction. Oh my god, it was so fucking good.
Fucking good. I watched Transformers Dark of the Moon. No, not Dark of the Moon. What was the last one? Transformers Age of Extinction.
Yeah, I watched that, about a week ago.
Did you get the creepy father-daughter deal?
That was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
No.
It was
no.
The worst movie I have ever
no.
Down.
Megan Fox was not in it.
The worst movie.
No.
Cuts were insane. The story made no sense whatsoever.
It made complete sense.
All I could tell is that it looked like a Tourette's person put that fucking movie together.
Mark Wahlberg was in it.
It was a good movie. It just should not have been 3 hours long.
That it was fucking way too long. It was an abomination.
The movie was about the birth of Galvatron.
It was an abomination. It was an
no.
I was so fucking irritated. I didn't even finish it. I just went to work.
You do that anyway. That doesn't count.
Like, fuck that. Okay, I don't even care. I was like I was like probably like 20 minutes from finishing it. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to work. I went to work early. This is so bad.
The movie was about the birth of Galvatron.
The movie was about nothing.
The movie was so good.
It was not good. Let it go.
It was good. It was better than any of the Megan Fox versions.
I think it was the best one of the series.
It's the best one.
The best one of the series.
Shut
I agree.
Double A. You're just trolling now. It was the worst. That was the worst.
No.
I did get kind of a creepy father-daughter kind of vibe there.
That's just because you're a father and you wanted to fuck his daughter. She wasn't that hot, by the way.
What the hell?
She wasn't that hot.
It's just because she was blonde. Now, if she was like, whatever.
The other thing I've been watching a lot lately is Catch a Contractor on Spike TV. Anybody else watch that?
Nope. Move on.
Sundays? It's good. Adam Carolla's on it. It's really good. And then I've been watching Penn and Teller's Fool Us on CW, which is anybody ever heard of that one?
CW?
Penn and Teller's Fool Us.
The CW? What is the CW?
It's CW. Yeah, CW. It's a show that
I've seen the one clip that's floating around online, that one really good magician.
Which one? One dressed as a dragon?
You know, the one that makes stuff disappears. And
it was one of those things, like, it went kind of viral. Not hardcore viral, but like, I had seen on someone else was posting it. Trying to remember. He did something towards
the angel?
No. He did something towards the beginning of the performance, and then Penn was like, how good it was, and then he was like, and I still don't know what you did with this particular, was it the highlighter or something?
Highlighter?
Maybe it was a highlighter, I don't remember. It was towards the beginning.
It's a really good show. It's magicians come out and they try to literally, Penn and Teller sit and watch their act, and they try to fool Penn and Teller of how they did their act. So It's really neat to watch the different musicians. Illusionists come on stage and pay homage to Penn and Teller and also try to fool the magicians.
Nanoleum?
I hate you. All right, who's up next?
Let's go with Biohazard.
Let's see, what's on? Transformers Age of Extinction, which was really good. There's a new show on the network called... That was a delayed laugh. Anyway, there's a new show on the network. It's Table for Three, where it's three legends just sitting around telling stories.
I haven't watched that yet. How was it?
It was really good, but it was kind of sad because Roddy Piper was on it. And they were telling this, like, stories of, it was him and Paul Orndorff and Mean Gene Okerlund. And they were just telling stories back and forth about WrestleMania and how when Mr. T came in, they really wanted to protect the business. They really would. They wanted to beat the shit out of Mr. T.
Does WWE and Randy's dad, what's his name?
Bob Orton.
Bob Orton not have a good relationship? Why wouldn't they put Bob Orton with?
Because Paul Orndorff was his tag team partner.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, at WrestleMania well, 1, it was.
They haven't really had Bob Orton on TV that often. But I wonder if he's not a guy that wants it.
Yeah, that may be true.
He might have, like, saved his money, invested it, or to a point where he's just like, I don't really.
Oh, no, I've heard he's stingy.
It could be the point where he's just like, I don't need it.
Yeah, and Randy, Randy says he was always stingy with it.
Yeah, plus his son's doing so fucking well, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
He's like, why would I be on TV?
Like, guys like, no offense to him, but guys like Piper and Hogan and, like, it kind of makes sense why they kind of, like, pop up a lot more than usual.
They had Bob on quite a bit when Randy was young. So, I mean,
well, during the Undertaker feud.
Yeah. I mean, that was back then, but I'm saying, like, since he was with him, like, he'll occasionally show up backstage, but they're super rare. He's not a reoccurring guy like many other legends. Like, if we have old school Raw next week, you're not going like, oh, you know, Bob Orton's definitely going to be there. But when Piper was alive, we were like, oh yeah, Piper, you know, he'll be there next week. Dusty Rhodes, and he was like, oh yeah, he'll be there next week.
I was like, Piper won't be there next week, though.
When they were alive. You got that, Andy?
I got that. I'm sorry.
No, they'll call him Bio Andy.
Wait. That's kind of a slap in the face a little bit.
It is. Thanks for calling me Andy. Anyway, I've also been watching a lot of YouTube stuff, just the React channel, which is basically, they have just shows where it's like elders react to Happy Wheels video game, or like they did Anaconda by Nicki Minaj for elders react. They do kids react. They started adults react. They did. It's a
My only problem with that channel is they have like a handful of offshoot channels where it's the same thing, but like, oh, all our content for this is going to be here. All our content for here is going to be here. And it's like so hard to keep track of them, because there's times that I like some of those React videos, especially when it's a lot of I'm older and I'm watching kids react to
the Game Boy.
The Game Boy or
what apps are on this?
Jinko Jeans.
Jinko Jeans.
kids react to music. That one's great, especially when they threw in Tool in there.
Yeah.
Like
you had the one girl that's like, oh, this is Tool. And everybody else is like, I don't know who the fuck this is.
Kids react to 90s TV shows.
They did the crisscross.
They started a new series called Kids React to Food. And they do weird foods. It's like, one was like kimchi, which is spoiled cabbage. They did wheatgrass shots. They did calamari. One time they did pizza. And the way they like, at first they reveal it in its raw form, and then they go, all right, now you have to eat this, and it's cooked version. Well, the first one, they open the thing, and it's cheese pizza. And they're like, yeah, cheese pizza! And they go, you're not eating this. And then they had to react to different toppings. One was, like, veggies. One was anchovies. The other one was pineapples. And then they did another one, and I was like, squid ink was the fourth one.
That's one of my favorite commercials back in the day, where they had the guy come out, pizza! Oh, pizza! Oh, cheese pizza! And he opens it up, it's got like olives and stuff all over it. They're like, oh, gross!
I don't think I've ever seen that commercial.
It's a bank.
And then I've been watching some gameplays of Yoshi's Woolly World, an indie game called Five Nights at Candy's, and then that's about it.
That's like all my son does is watch people play video games.
I don't understand why those are so, like, with kids, those are really popular, and I'm like, why?
That's
like all he does. He watches people play Minecraft.
That's the thing. It's Minecraft.
Yeah, I only watch people play Steam games because I don't have my computer. I don't trust it to download Steam and all that stuff yet, so I can't play these games. So I watch them play a lot of Steam games, except for Yoshi's Woolly World, which isn't even out in the United States.
Anything else?
No, that's about it. Just YouTube and yeah.
All right, Andy, what's on?
Okay, I kind of had an uncomfortable moment watching Trainwreck. Fuck, I'm drunk. Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
With John Cena in it. He's naked in the movie. And kind of,
I thought you said that was your favorite part.
No.
So that was your best of the week.
You see his ass.
It's John Cena!
It's just, I didn't want to see that. And then there's like a part where he's in the bathroom and he's got like this huge freaking, where he's got this towel over him and it's kind of, he does the, you know, the towel trick. I don't need to see that.
Well, it's a type of movie. They're showing things.
And then the whole time, it's you don't even see her topless. Every time she has a sex scene, she's got a shirt on. What's that all about?
Because she wrote the movie. And she can write it however she wants.
That's why she wrote John Cena as the lead.
I'm actually surprised she didn't write Dolph as the lead. Because that is her ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
It's her ex-boyfriend. There's your key.
No, it sounds like they parted on positive terms. They're just like, yeah, this isn't going to work. This really isn't going to work out. It wasn't like a messy breakup.
She mentioned it like in interviews and stuff that she dated a wrestler and said his name and stuff. So yeah, there seems like it's all good terms and stuff.
Was his name Mark?
So, but anyway,
Mark Calloway?
I don't know. It's
Brian Daniels.
It kind of creeped me out a little bit. I didn't want to see John Cena naked.
Well, clearly he had no problem with it.
But you see him with no shirt and shorts on all the time.
You don't see his fucking ass.
But you can't see him ever.
I'd rather not see John Cena. Yeah, there you go.
And John Cena can't see me. Did you order that shirt, by the way?
Yeah.
Have you received it yet?
No, it doesn't. It don't even come. No, I
haven't. Oh, yeah, pre-order.
There was a buy one, get one free deal on Monday.
Motherfucker.
Fuck.
I'm getting two shirts.
Dude, you gotta tell us a group meme.
I went, I'm gonna order two shirts, and then I couldn't find the second shirt that I wanted.
The fuck? Why didn't you tell
us? Two shirts.
Oh. You gotta put my kid to bed.
Katie, you ordered a shirt?
Yes, I did. My father wanted the Randy Orton Venom shirt, and I got the Paige Scream For Me shirt.
Of course.
Yes!
I hate
have that shirt. I almost ordered the This Is My House shirt. It's so simple.
I hate
it. I wish it wasn't $25.
I don't like the fact that she says that.
Why? It's her house.
It's irritating.
Well, you notice ever since she's worn that shirt, she hasn't said it that much. She probably just say, look at my shirt.
Well, because now she's...
Look at my tits!
Tagging with people, whatever. She's got a small group.
No, all three of them wore it one day, but they were all wearing black and white outfits to go along with it.
Yeah, her shirts are horrible.
I was like, the only shirt right now that I kind of want is... There was an Undertaker shirt right before WrestleMania when he faced Bray Wyatt, and it said, never summon the dead on the back. And it shows him coming out the gates of hell. I think that's like that one, and I kind of want the Suplex City one, but not really.
Something that I didn't realize until I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. It makes sense, but at the same time, I'm like, really? You didn't have to do it like that. But in with all the Hogan shirts that they took down were all the NWO merch.
Yeah, that annoyed me.
Because I was having the conversation with a friend, and I was just like, yeah, they have the, it's available, it should be available right now, I just seen it not that long ago, but that was before the Hogan stuff, and I went and just, like, first, it doesn't appear on the alumni. I'm like, alright, maybe because of Hogan, you just can't find it that way. But I'm like, there's gotta be something NWO, type in NWO, nothing. I'm like, no fucking way, you bastards. The Piper shirts are still out of...
So, what's next? What are we talking about?
You're talking about... Oh, you want us to move on?
Yeah, what are we doing?
We were talking about shirts for a brief second. God, those things are still in back order. Till tomorrow. Okay. Who's left for what's on? Katie?
I watched a lot of The Network. I watched that Undertaker Brock Lesnar special that they showed after Raw, which was cool. A lot of reminiscing. I watched a lot of old stuff. I watched Primetime Wrestling. And just a lot of Legends of Wrestling, too. I like watching the conversations with the legends. That was cool. That's pretty much it.
I wish they would bring that show back. I like that show a lot.
On a side note, something. I might buy this. I'm looking on the WWE shop. They're coming out with a special commemorative tribute magazine for Rowdy Piper. Mm-hmm. I know they did one for Owen. Cause I remember having that as a kid. But it looks like they're going to do the same thing for Piper, and that could be interesting because of all the pictures and everything they have from him throughout the years, especially WWE, WCW. That could be really interesting. Andy, did you go?
He went to go put his kids to bed, he said.
Oh. You get Benadryl. You get Benadryl. Everybody gets Benadryl.
Aw, Vampy sounds tired.
In here, wash it down with some NyQuil.
Benadryl with NyQuil.
He wants to put him to sleep, not kill him.
Let me see. What's on for me? I want to save that one for last. Cerebral Satire last week.
Yeah.
I was kind of so-so on the episode. I don't know what it was. Part of it, I was in traffic during it. And the other part was just kind of like the accents that you started doing throughout the show again.
So dumb.
Thank God. Dr. Dre's new album.
He has a new album?
Yeah, came out last week.
Dr. Dre said nothing, you idiot. Dr. Dre's dead.
He's locked in my basement, huh? Yeah, it's for the Straight Outta Compton. It's like a soundtrack.
I want to go see that movie.
So do I. I think, but what I think the equivalent is, because it's like a soundtrack, but it's like 8 Mile. The 8 Mile, quote, soundtrack with, you know, Lose Yourself and all that, it's not technically the soundtrack. It's
inspired from the movie.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's the same thing. Like, Dr. Dre announced it on the 1st, and he was like, it's coming out next Friday, and it's only available on iTunes.
Great. That puts me out.
You could probably find it piracy.
That's true.
But I wanted to buy it because I like Dr. Dre. Now I watched some YouTube videos. I watched Little Giants over the weekend. Love that movie.
I thought you were talking about El Torito for a minute there.
The only other stuff that I've listened to off the top of my head, literally don't watch much. I'm definitely saving the one for last. I think that's it. Felicia Day's new book came out.
Yeah. I haven't got it yet.
I pre-ordered that as soon as I found out. Well, as soon as I remember she was doing a book, because she announced it last year, last summer, that she wrote one, and she was like coming up with the title and all this stuff. And then when she finally announced the title and everything, I went to Audible, and I was able to pre-order it, and I'm like, yes! It's like 2 months ago. I'm halfway through it right now. She's talking about filming of the Guild, which is like my favorite part of Felicia Day.
Yeah, is it just a biography?
Kind of. Like her talking about her life and everything.
Talks about
Buffy? She hasn't got to that. It might be some. I don't know if she either talks about later on.
Buffy was before the Guild.
Well, it might be something that, because like she'll like skip over something that doesn't have to do with like a chapter, and then she'll like go back and be like, maybe I'm thinking maybe Buffy will come up later. But she was talking about her, I know, early in her career about finding jobs and all that stuff, and how she had to change her image to like start to get casting more. But it sounded like she used to do a lot more commercials than anything.
What's the what's the book called again? It's like Internet something, right?
I gotta pull up my
Internet Darling or something like that.
No, it's a very long title.
They're all long nowadays, man. All books are long.
You're never weird on the internet, almost.
Yeah, so it's probably got to do with her internet career. Probably doesn't have a lot to do with her TV career.
Well, she talks about a lot of her childhood growing up, how she was homeschooled. Mm-hmm. Then started going to college at 17.
Yeah, that sounds like she's so smart, man.
She has two majors. One is violin, and the other one is mathematics.
She's so smart. God, I'm so...
Well, she's smart, she's quirky, and it comes out in the book. Like, that's the thing I love about the audiobooks.
It's gorgeous.
She talks... Like, she does not have high self-esteem about herself whatsoever. No. And it sounds like she has a little bit of anxiety and all this kind of stuff, and all this stuff
she's talked about her anxiety before.
She has a little bit of a mouth in the book. Not, like, stone cold. But, like, she'll say, like, fuck, or something. Or she talked about, she was talking about, like, a professor was giving her advice, because she got a 4.0 in college. And one of her majors, like I said earlier, was mathematics. And she said, that is hard. And towards the end, when she said, like, the last two of her last classes were supposed to be the hardest, too. And that's where a lot of people might not get the 4.0. And the teacher kind of, like, tried to give her advice, like, you know, maybe you should just get a B. And she's just so worked up on her grades. But she was explaining how her professor said a certain comment to her about it. And she was like, you know, older me would have said, like, oh, that's a great idea, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, younger perky tits me said this, and like, I'm just not used to hearing her even say the word tits. But she'll say like fuck or something like that, and I'm just like, this is awesome. You don't love it.
You're not used to her cussing. You don't watch Co-Optitude, do you?
Only shows of her I really watch is The Guild.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of other stuff on there that I like on the Geek and Sundry that I don't really pique my interest.
Yeah, but Co-Optitude would. It's her and her brother playing video games together. It's so funny. It's great. And they curse all the time.
She talks about her brother too. Yeah. And then, like, she got into her the World of Warcraft part. Like, I've never played that fucking game. Yeah. But it was kind of cool, like, her talking about her experience about, actually, before World of Warcraft, her big thing was Puzzle Pirates, which I had never heard of, and I had to Google it to understand what the fuck she was talking about.
What is it?
It's kind of a, by the look of it, it's a Tetris kind of game, like Candy Crush and Bejeweled and all that. It's like that, but there's actually like rewards with avatars and all this stuff, and it's like there's like kind of an online world to it and all that kind of stuff. She said she only played it for like 8 months, but that was like the beginning of her gaming addiction, and the next thing she went to after that was World of Warcraft, and she, like, Codex is like a big name for her too. Like, that was her first game she ever used in a, actually I can't remember the name of the one game that she first fell in love with. That's a, I think it was a role-playing game on the PC, like way back when. I can't remember. But yeah. I, as far as, if you like her as much as I do, I definitely recommend it. I love the audiobook just because she gets to put her own personality into, like, things that she's saying, so you kind of get it. Or, and, like, there's actually one point she actually sings. It's, like, it's very brief, but still,
sing,
like...
Yeah, she can sing.
Oh, yeah, because Dr. Horrible. But, like, she... If you're, like, reading it, you don't get that experience. And that's why I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Because she talks about how she actually auditioned to be a Mickey Mouse Club kid or whatever those are called.
Oh, wow, yeah, Mickey Mouse Club.
Mouseketeer.
Yeah. She auditioned for it, and, like, her wheelhouse of music that she was learning wasn't exactly the normal stuff, so she actually sings a bit of the piece that she sang for the audition, and they, like, let her sing, I guess, like, only, like, 6 seconds. Then they're like, all right, we're good. And, like, that's the closest I got to being a Mouseketeer. And that will do it for me.
All right.
Next up we have... What do we have? We got a pay-per-view picks next week.
We got two pay-per-view picks next week.
Motherfucker! Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Got NXT and SummerSlam. So that's pretty much all we're going to be doing next week.
Yeah, so everybody who's not going to be on the show, please get in your picks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if TNA had a cut off.
Yeah, anyway.
What?
It has, anyway, so yeah, we got two picks next week.
I don't think he muted his microphone.
No, he did.
No, I wonder. Remember the one time you're like, if TNA had a conference sub call, this is how it would sound? You're like, we're screwed! We're screwed! Oh, fuck, we're screwed!
He's talking back to, like, you know, seven shows ago, some shit. Each.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit. I don't know. So, yeah, we got picks for NXT. We'll be doing a live show for that, and we'll be doing a live show for SummerSlam next week.
We will?
Yep. Well, I will.
Yeah, probably. Since I'm going home this weekend, I'll put Ben on the road next week. So
NXT live will be on the 22nd, and the SummerSlam live will be on the 23rd.
Back to back.
Yep. Good stuff, man. Good. Yeah.
Remind me to eat my Wheaties those days.
Yep.
All right. I guess now it's time for the news. I don't think I'm missing anything.
Bye-bye. Don't ever do emails no more.
Yeah, since nobody wants to send us emails to the. Yeah.
This is something that we talked about that, like, we kind of, in my opinion, like, we kind of don't need them anymore. I don't know. That's just me.
Opinions.
Every other show is doing fucking emails anymore. We don't need. My opinion. I don't think we need to.
No, we don't need emails. Why do we need emails?
Mm-hmm. Second Shift has. If you want to email a show, Second Shift has emails.
SecondShiftPod@gmail.com.
There's another one on the Trending Topics Network.
On it.
there's another show on the Trending Topics Network that allows emails.
Yeah, if you want to email, just email dsjp.com. It'll get to the right show. So just email
it. Eventually.
We'll get to the right show. Email, so get over it. Let's go, Bio.
Second Shift Pod, that was awesome. It was so bad, it was awesome.
Hey, Double A, can you get your fucking mic out of your asshole and put it up to your mouth?
That's where he's
there
going.
You go. I'm sorry.
There we go. Hey, yeah. Bio, what's the news?
All right, this is the one I touched on earlier. They did a backup plan just in case John Cena can't compete when SummerSlam comes up. The possibility is that Rollins will be shifted into a triple threat match with Sheamus and Randy Orton, which is the reason why Sheamus cost Randy Orton the match on Raw.
Boring.
Again, they're going to go that route again.
Does that mean it's going to be Cesaro and Kevin Owens?
They haven't announced that yet.
I know.
They just did on SmackDown.
Cesaro versus Kevin Owens.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that'll be a good match at SummerSlam. So
yeah, fun.
For that match to take the whole SummerSlam. Definitely not mm-hmm. Randy. It's definitely not gonna be Randy Orton versus Sheamus versus.
I didn't have any doubts that Cena wasn't gonna show up. I mean, knowing the way he heals and wants to work.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna be
no,
there.
Katie, but there's a difference between healing muscles and stuff and being able to work.
I know. I understand that.
Healing broken bones is just healing broken bones. There's nothing you can do except for wait.
See, mm-hmm. people always complain that, you know, John Cena doesn't turn heel. It's the fact that when he gets injured, he heals so quick that he's used up all his heel energy, so he can't turn heel.
Okay. Over the weekend.
He's got the Game Genie cheat code to heal fast.
Just talk over bio, double A. Go ahead.
Over the weekend, Roman Reigns was struck with a fake Money in the Bank briefcase in the back of the head.
That's crazy.
Money in the Bank.
At a live event, there was a fan who brought one of the replica Money in the Bank briefcases, and apparently he had been getting it signed all night by a couple wrestlers, but Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt were having a match, and the guy threw the briefcase in the ring, causing the match to be halted. The referee had to check on Reigns, and the guy got arrested.
And barred from events permanently.
Yeah, in an interview, Roman said he thought Bray hit him in the back of the head with the kendo stick.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it didn't hurt that much. He's like, oh man, Bray's gonna get it now. And he went to get up and realized it wasn't that at all. And then they were already jumping on this guy in the side of the ring. He didn't even know what was going on because he thought Bray had a kendo stick and he was whooping on him with it.
I want to. There's a WWE live show coming to Cleveland in September, and I'm debating on whether I want to go.
What show is it, A or B?
I think it's B. It's the one Cena's not on.
So it's the one that Roman's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go.
I'll only go under one reasoning, but I... Huh?
To troll Roman.
No. If Natalya was there.
Oh.
But I think Natalya's A-Tour.
Is she A-Tour?
I think she is.
I bet you guys went.
She's on whatever show Emma's on.
It's probably going to be A-Tour then, yeah.
I think they're on the A-Tour. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason why I might not go, but I just want to bring one and then act like I'm trying to go into the arena, and they're like, sir, you can't bring anything. I'm like, no, but I'm here to show the world.
Here to show the world.
Last week, right?
Was that?
A-Tour was in Australia last week, right?
They were all in Australia last week.
The other's two different tours.
Yeah, Roman was.
They've been really smart with that. They'll have one go international
and one stay local.
Yeah.
Told you they're trying to start that third tour up, man.
I wonder if they sell those cases at any shows anymore now.
They do?
No, they didn't even sell. I mean, they sell them, but they don't sell them at the arena.
They sell them on shop.
The guy stuck it in.
Gotcha, you broke.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, here's an update to the first news article. WWE.com announced that John Cena has been medically cleared.
I thought he had been cleared, and they had made the championship match official. And he has a new shirt out already.
They announced it at least enough, because he was a guest on there.
I wonder if they're going to tell him... No, they didn't announce it. They said he wasn't. They said he wasn't medically cleared yet. I wonder if they're going to tell Rollins to leave his face alone, or...
Go easy on his face.
Yeah, go easy on his
face. Accidents happen.
Accidents do happen, but, you know, breaking a nose again right after that close.
They're already keeping the nose thing in the store. I mean, look at the shirt Rollins is wearing.
It'd be pretty,
you can't see me.
It's pretty easy to break that nose again.
Yeah, you gotta stay away from the moneymaker, right?
Yeah, exactly. Got to keep that John Cena moneymaker, right?
Speaking of John Cena moneymakers, WWEShop.com has released a new John Cena t-shirt.
Yeah, he redid all of his shirts. Did you see that on Tough Enough? Or you didn't watch
it? No, I don't. I haven't watched Tough Enough since episode one.
He looked like he was working with Miami Hurricanes. He had Hurricanes colors on. Orange and blue or some shit. Orange and green.
But
look like Miami Dolphins to me.
The rumor is saying that the merchandise reveals the spoiler for SummerSlam because the shirt just came out, and on the back it says 15 times representing his 15 World Heavyweight title run.
I don't think that's a spoiler. It's more like, most likely the way they're going to go, but at the same time, hurry up, buy this 15-time championship shirt. Oh, now buy a 16-time championship shirt. They want to sell the shirt before they make the historical number.
So everyone's saying that you guys are saying that Cena's going to win.
No,
he's saying he's going to lose. I'm saying I don't think it's that much of a spoiler because they could still have him win.
Gotcha.
And then
he's already 15 times.
And then you want to buy the shirt.
Yeah, heavy.
The new shirt.
Yeah, the new one.
That would come out and say 16.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll do predictions next week. So.
I will. You won't.
Yeah, I won't.
I'll wait to give you my answer whether I'm going to be on next week or not.
Okay. Come on.
Anyway, let's see. Barrett may be dropping the King gimmick already. King Barrett brought back his old Bad News Barrett during the promo or promo segment during main event. Currently, there is no word yet as to whether he'll be dropping the King gimmick. However, it's been talked about for some time.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that on Second Shift, and I think funny thing is, I think it applies more to Second Shift than anything else because they're so anti-King, and they have one though. It's the weirdest thing.
They have a queen.
They have a queen. It's going to be a king, and it's going to be a king soon. So, I mean, it's so...
When she dies.
It's so weird to listen to them shit on King Barrett because it's not working. They don't like the fact that the British guy's the king, blah, blah, blah. And I got up and walked away from them, honestly. I didn't see anything during that whole thing because it's just like, to me, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter to me whether Barrett says he's Bad News Barrett or he's King Barrett. I like King Barrett. I like Bad News Barrett. It's all the same to me.
I don't get that. If there's a queen, why isn't there a king?
Because he died too.
King died and she remarried.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
I'm pretty sure. We're going to hear what I just said right there. I'm sure we're not going to hear anything at all.
All right.
That's fine. I believe whatever DRG says, so I believe
spoiler.
What you say too.
Ant, if you're listening, we're all uncultured fucks. Brad Maddox changed his ring name, and he's now known as Joshua Kingsley. And he dyed his hair blonde.
And he's tagging with Adam Rose.
And he's
this was
British.
Beforehand.
And he's British.
Yeah, he's using a British accent.
Before he changed his name, they teamed up with Adam Rose to be called Beef Mode or Beefcake or something like that. But this is recent, as of the last weekend shows.
So no Adam Rose to the Wyatt family?
No.
No, he took to Twitter denying that claim.
And denying the fact that there will be a Leo Kruger.
Yeah. Before Raw, fans were warned about throwing objects in the ring.
it's kind of a big thing.
Yeah, this is the funny thing. And I go back and I watch WCW and I watch Raw and I go back.
You see all the damn trash get thrown in the ring.
I have no respect for any fans of WCW ever because they're such garbage fans because all they did was throw trash. Doesn't matter what happened in a WWE ring, you rarely ever saw trash being thrown in the ring. Rarely ever saw trash being thrown in the ring. And WCW was like, you know, every other pay-per-view was trash being thrown in the ring after they were done. I mean, it's just, I always had no respect for the WCW fans for doing that. Always.
Because it was down south.
Fuck you, Randy. Fuck you.
He's just mad because all he sees is potatoes.
No, see, God bless it.
God bless it. Ah.
No, I'm in Iowa. I'm not in Idaho. Everybody confuses the two.
Same. It's all the same.
It's all the same. Wheat fields, potato farms, same thing.
Country. You guys don't own any real airports at all, and it's just bullshit nonsense.
Iowa, if you build it, they will come.
Iowa, you get to pick the Republican. Awesome.
No, we picked Obama.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't, dummy.
Yes, we did, dummy.
All right, move on.
Yes, we can.
Hold on. Iowa
is the Republican National Convention is in Iowa.
No,
the Republican National Convention, I thought that was in Cleveland.
No, it's in Iowa.
It's Cleveland.
The primary.
You're thinking of the first primary.
Yes, the primary. That's what I just said. The primary.
The Schrauben. Yeah. But that's both parties.
No, the primary for the Democratic Party is in New Hampshire. New Hampshire primary. New Hampshire picks the Democrats. Like, Iowa picks the Republicans.
Everybody, no.
Don't talk politics because you sound like a fucking idiot.
All right, whatever.
No, we had both.
Every state picks who they want to vote for the primary.
All right, fine. Let's move on. You're right. We shouldn't talk.
Yeah, you're right. You're right when you're wrong.
We're not on satire. Fine.
Have me on satire then, motherfucker.
All right.
I can still hear you when you whisper.
Shut up, Double A. What's next?
No one asked you, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I'm just letting you guys kill time.
Oh, next.
What's next?
Reason Sting isn't returning at SummerSlam and an update on when he will return.
Exactly, because he's old.
Part of the reason WWE decided against using Sting at SummerSlam is because the card is already loaded with stars like Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, and Stephen Amell. It's possible WWE is holding off on using Sting as a hook to sell the network in September for Night of Champions, which takes place in his current home state of Texas.
I don't even know who's Amell.
If WWE brings back Sting in September, it's possible he'll work the six-man tag match with Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns against Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan. That's if Rowan is back by that point. There is talk that he could be out of action until November.
Sting, Sting, Sting.
I just don't think they need to include Sting in this feud.
Let's see if he comes back. Better.
All I need to hear is.
See if he comes back looking.
You don't remember. You had Heath Slater dress up as Sting, and it just went. And then he was in the ring.
Sure.
Oh, I don't remember.
I remember who Heath Slater is. It's been so long since he's been on my.
No, it was the build up for Triple H and Sting.
Yeah,
I remember. I just don't care.
He comes back.
He doesn't affect anything because he lost at WrestleMania against Triple H.
Wayne's probably crying.
I still remember the Raw that we recorded for an episode that we end up scrapping. Wayne
fuck out.
Well, there was the Sting part. Then who's Paige?
Oh yeah.
Like we were coming back from break. Who's Paige? Calm down, Wayne. We get it. Calm down.
It was a newly minted Paige. She was still new. He was still seeing her new every week. And, oh, it's Paige. All right, Wayne. Easy, buddy. Easy.
Oh my God. Oh. All right. This
just during Sting. That's funny. He shushed us. He's like, shh.
Yes, he did.
The only thing I recall with Sting is
he took his headphones off the one time Triple H and him went face to face. He's like, I'm gonna take my headphones off for this.
You guys talk too much. Calm down.
All he did was look at him.
Was that it? Is that it, Bob?
I'll do one more real quick. China was accused of trying to confront Triple H at Roddy Piper's funeral.
Yeah, I read that.
All right. Lord. Here's the whole article. Earlier this week, a private funeral was held in Oregon for Hall of Famer Roddy Piper, which was attended by family and friends. According to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, because we know how reliable it is, notable names in attendance included Triple H, Bret Hart, Chael Sonnen, China, Michael Hayes, Brian Knobbs, and Ric Flair, who gave a eulogy. Vince McMahon was not there. And then it says Sean Waltman noted on Twitter that China bum rushed Triple H and almost got taken down by security.
Yeah, she's
kind of a place for things.
She has lost her fucking mind.
I was like, it's at a funeral. Come on, really?
Yeah, evidently, it was also for like a documentary she's working on.
Yeah, for following her around or something. Yeah,
how the WWE screwed her, Sean Waltman, and she's making all these lies and accusations.
She's making up all these lies, but we do know Sean Waltman did screw her. Yeah. We have video evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Of it.
Well, we know that, but she's accusing him of rape now. But it's on video.
Well, I think that's kind of been not swept away, but it was more or less because they had the one radio show that they both went on recently.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh yeah,
Opie and
or
somebody
Opie.
Else.
Norton.
Yeah, Opie and Norton. I think it is. Yeah.
Is Orton? They call it Norton or Jim. Either way, but like they got X-Pac on the phone and all that, and
she was in studio.
Yeah. I've seen the video. But he was basically like don't say that kind of stuff.
Here's what
fucking out of her mind.
X-Pac said she may have met up with him a few times, but she bum rushed Triple H and screamed she's sorry for everything.
After accusing Triple H of beating her and
Well, she is saying that she's sorry for all that.
I'm sorry for everything.
Give me a damn. I'm sorry for being psycho.
On side note, I just watched a YouTube video. I totally forgot she was on TNA.
She was
in TNA for all but a month.
I didn't even know she was on TNA.
It's like for
I didn't think it was a month. I thought it was like a.
It was like a. Yeah, I thought it was like one appearance before a pay per view, and then she was on the pay per view. That was
like TNA can't keep you when TNA can't keep you because you're that crazy.
No. What happened was right at that time she announced that she was going to do porn full time, and TNA was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that didn't work out too.
Like, oh, we love having you in the company. I'm going to do porn too. Yeah, never mind.
Even TNA wouldn't care for that.
Mickey James has done porn. They'd love to get Mickey.
There's a difference between half done porn and doing porn. Doing full time porn.
She didn't really do porn, did she? She just like Nate just was naked.
Mickey James?
James had a video.
Full on big ass 10-inch cock, black cock porn, yes.
Double A is about to use his left hand again.
But she did that before she was young. Well, not before she got into
she was young. So she's double A territory.
Yeah. she did it when she was young before she got into the
business.
Sure,
yes. Tell about, and you want to talk about punch bag clit? That's China right there, buddy. That's China.
Punch bag clit.
Forgot about that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was a Battleground?
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Was that Ant on Battleground, or was that Ant on...
That was Ant every day.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Heavy, take us out.
We still have another segment.
What do we got left?
Best of the week.
The thing that no one's going to be able to pick, which you have?
Yeah, the thing that you seem to be pretty excited for.
That's right.
Is it Stephen Amell?
It is Stephen Amell. It's Stephen Amell, but there's a specific reason why it's Stephen Amell. Stephen Amell posting on his Facebook page a picture of himself on the top rope. He is training currently right now in a wrestling. That's
good for him.
That is my best of the week, and that proves all
they're going
fucking wrong. So fuck you, Adam Pearson, and I can't say Ant because Ant can.
They're rehearsing the match.
I don't care what they're doing. At least we know it's not going to be a debacle.
But he's not a trained wrestler. Is all they were trying to say.
But he's training, AA.
Training is not trained.
Hey. Can
so is Eva Marie.
Sentence, please. Thank you. It's better than a lot. It's better than a lot more. No. It's.
I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. When you had Seth Green in there.
I'm just messing with you, Devil Vamp. I'm just messing with you.
It's a lot better than most of the celebrities that get in the ring and don't rehearse and don't have.
Shaq.
Snooki rehearsed. Well, she trained.
I thank God I never even saw the Snooki fight.
Wasn't it in Atlanta?
Saw that. No. No, it wasn't Atlanta. Was it?
It was WrestleMania 27. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was Atlanta.
Best WrestleMania match ever.
You were there live.
Oh, I went and got a cigarette. Shit you not, I went and got a cigarette. Got up and went and got... I was like, oh, I don't need to watch this one. Got a cigarette.
Smoking's bad for you.
That's why I don't smoke anymore.
You should never smoke, period.
Right.
Yeah, but now you need to stop drinking.
Year-old me.
All right,
best of the week. Bio.
Mine would have to be that triple threat match, Owens, Orton, and Cesaro. Just their interactions in the beginning of the show, even the match, there's just a great chemistry between all three guys that I just love tuning in to see them fight every single week. All
right.
I was keeping mine short because I know Vamp's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, Heavy's falling asleep, you're falling asleep.
No, I'm not really falling asleep.
So. No, I'm fine.
Double A, unless he's falling asleep, took the Benadryl and NyQuil from his kids.
I'm here, I'm good. My best lips. Of the week.
He's looking at Mickey James porn now.
No, I haven't yet. I didn't.
Yeah. At least he has it.
Left hand.
All right. What was I going to say? I got me all thinking about her naked again. Seattle crowd. Or might not keep my best of the week. I love every time they go to Seattle. If I wasn't already a Bears fan and a Chiefs fan, I'd be a Seattle Seahawks fan because, I mean, it's just, I love that
you know
crowd.
What? I'm a Kinko's fan because.
Huh?
He meant to say because the guy that printed out the Cesaro section.
Oh yeah,
that's what he.
They had him out there again.
I know. That's what he was saying. He's like, he's a Kinko's fan because he got to print out all this section sign.
Katie, best of the week.
I want to say a quick honorable mention to the Rusev's new flag that features him on it.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was awesome. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. And Lana doing the what's the name of his movie?
Summer Rae doing the accolade.
The accolade, yeah. That was fun. But I like the triple threat match too as well. I thought that was a fun match.
I'm just excited of.
It went like 30 minutes long too.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph being back next week is going to be cool.
Mm-hmm. I thought they said he wasn't coming back till after SummerSlam. Surprise!
No, I thought he's coming back this week.
He was at a live show on Sunday, but they said on Raw he wouldn't be back until after SummerSlam.
So
they also say people are going to be gone and then show up the same night. So.
That's true.
But yeah, I like that flag, man. Remind me of Rocky with that Russian and deal. But yeah, I love that flag.
Which they did have the Russian on the flag once in that movie, if I remember correctly.
Well, it was kind of like it was a mural, like on the side. It was like a picture of him, and the flag was like beside him.
It was
him
a similar pose they did.
Yeah.
Andy, what was your best of the week?
Seattle crowd.
Yeah, that's you right, said that's Seattle. Right. It's only on you, Heavy.
Am I right, my best... Mickey James in porn here, priest?
God, you're so bad. my best. The week is the NXT taping spoilers that I just read. Not really just read. There's going to be a particular wrestler from Cleveland going to be on the show, not on a dark match.
Talk about it.
Wait. Are you talking about for next week's show?
No, I don't know if actually...
The show after the week after, right? I think I read it. I know what you're talking about.
This is first thing there... I'm with Yanni?
Yes.
Damn it, now I know who it is.
I'll say this. He's going to be in a tag team match with somebody else, and I don't know who they're going up against. So I know he's going to be there, and I know it's an actual match, not a dark match. But
when's the show?
It has to be post.
Why would they go ahead? I don't understand why they would go ahead and tape that stuff.
I'd have to read. I don't know. They've been doing it well.
TNA does it.
They do
awful with that too.
Well, they do. I think they do it better than TNA somehow. But that's also the same thing of they have recorded certain things in advance, and at the same time, they're like, "Oh, we want Kevin Owens to win the United States title." I'm like, "Do you realize he's not champion during the tapings?
Yeah.
You realize that, right?
Can't you like tape him like a couple days in advance, not like 2-3 weeks in advance?"
I have to read more on the spoilers. Figure out.
Does his last name rhyme with
Brian? We got it with the first in. You don't have to come up with something else.
No more spoilers.
All I know is he's going to be there. That's all that I know. But that's my best of the week. And instead of me closing out, I'll have Devil Vamp close it out because he knows it a lot better than I do.
Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody. Join us on Facebook at we don't have a Facebook page for WrestleCast. I just remembered that. I'm in cerebral satire mode. thank you for listening, everybody. Join us on Twitter at DSJNPCOM. You can always find us at DSJNP.com, at gmail.com. For any emails you want to send us, we probably won't read them, but you can go ahead and send them to us anyway. And you can find everybody's Twitter account that participates in WrestleCast on a regular basis at DSJNP.com on the WrestleCast homepage. And also all of our special events, which we have two coming up. For NXT, if you want to join us live, please get in touch with DSJNPCOM on Twitter. We'll be doing NXT live, and we'll be doing SummerSlam 4 hours live. 4 hours.
4 hours.
We'll be on the call for five.
Hopefully we'll be able to control everybody, and everybody won't get too wasted or tired. Probably tired. It's going to be the problem.
Tired.
When you say everybody, you mean Andy?
Yes, mainly.
But I do now. Hey, you didn't hang up on me today.
Thank you for listening. Have a great week, everybody. Oh, I just hung up on him. Bye. Everybody say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Building.
in my spot. And if I gotta sing to see you again, then I'm gonna lie, lie, lie. She'll make you cry. Suck me dry. Get she'll lie, lie.